He strikes out here, though. Trevor Rogers with a half dozen Ks here today.
Well, spin them if you got them. And I'm telling you what, Trevor Rogers is spinning that breaking ball. He's getting ahead with the fastball, but he has been finishing with this pitch right here. And that's a really good slider. A little bit out in front is Olsen. The ball goes right to the outside part of the plate. Big time pitch.
Now, we've seen pitchers in the Houston Astros organization turn their careers around. Some have been successful before, failed, and come back and become successful again. We saw how Houston turned around Gerrit Cole's career as well. We've seen this happen before. Orioles, have a couple of front office people who come from that system. And when Trevor Rogers was traded for, the numbers that he put up were horrible, especially the numbers that he had leading into this. Now, let's go back to 2021 when he put up phenomenal numbers. He was an all-star number two in rookie of the year vote. That was 2021. From 22 to 24, here's combined numbers, Jeremy. He had 52 starts, 5.09 earned run average. He gave up 272 hits and just over 249 innings pitched, 141 earned runs, 31 home runs, 222 strikeouts and 107 walks. His whip was horrible, 1.52. He was horrible for that stretch, and everybody took victory laps on telling how this was a horrible trade. Enter this year, 5 starts, 28 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's only given up 17 hits, only 5 earned runs, and he is just pitching, only giving up 1 home run, and his whip is pretty cool, 0.872. You got to give some credit to this turnaround, to Trevor Rogers most definitely, but to all the work that's been put into him to get him back to his proper form.
They won't. Like, again, we got so many people that would rather be right than be wrong and have the team be successful. And I'll keep going back to this, man. Like, people beat up Michael Eyes for all these things. And the only thing that I think we could look at and sit here and criticize him over is some of the free agent signings and being more active and spending more money there. But again, new ownership in, now things are different, whatever. But Brandon Hyde's gone now because of all this, and now we get back to Trevor Rogers, who finally gets caught up. He's finally healthy, and he's pitching well. And again, I don't know if this continues, but even if this doesn't continue, nobody wants to hear this from me. It still wasn't a bad trade. You had two aging prospects that were aging themselves out that weren't going to play here that you moved to get a pitcher that's controllable. You know, every time we've made moves, whether it was the trade to the Twins with Lopez, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so stupid. Yet they got back Yennier Cano and Cade Povich. Like,
and Jeremy, I told you a month before the trade deadline, I said, dude, they've got their closer. It ain't Lopez. It ain't that cat.
But people don't remember that because now they know how much they love Batista. And it's like, well, yeah, of course you would have traded him. You had Batista. You didn't know the
you
mountain
didn't.
Was the mountain?
You didn't know.
Yeah.
I told you my epiphany was, leading up to the Batista thing, I thought he was the next guy. But my epiphany was, eighth inning, I think it was Jonathan Villar. I think he was the third person, but I know two of the hitters was Trout and Shohei during that 10-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
One-run lead, eighth inning. Remember, Lopez was advertised as being a guy who could get you multiple inning saves. Remember that?
Yep.
And he was actually doing it up until then. But they didn't bring Lopez in with that nursing that one-run lead with those guys coming up. You know who they brought in? Batista. When they brought in Batista, I said, this guy's the next one. He's the next one because that was the save. Lopez got the save credit, but the save was in the eighth inning.
You know what's funny is I've gotten to, I mean, maybe what is it, 4 or 5 days, maybe we've talked about this, where I've talked about who wants to call in about Stowers and Norby and all this other nonsense. Stowers is in the All-Star game. I'm happy for him. I want to see him play well. Very streaky player. I've already had one person send me a message and say, all right, enough of this with the Stowers thing and Trevor Rogers. I mean, that was somebody that beat it up the entire time
right. And
made fun of it. And now you realize you're wrong.
Don't want to hear it anymore.
And then you don't want to hear it. And again, like, I'm not trying to sit up here on my soapbox and pontificate about how I was right and everybody else is wrong, because the jury's still out on what Trevor Rogers is going to do. But no matter any way you slice it, I mean, his WAR is higher than those two combined in 5 starts. So you tell me the value of a starting pitcher if it's not for 2 minor league players that weren't going to get a sniff here. I mean, come on, man.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio, who's been waiting patiently. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Has Trevor Rogers became the ace in the Orioles starting rotation? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day. He's a good story right now, but I think the ace of this rotation is the guy that Jeremy just doesn't want to say because it's like a bizarro world, and that's Charlie Morton.
Well, that's good. I had it happen this weekend.
It's not that you don't want to be wrong. It's just that there's no way you can wrap your brain around that cat being the ace of this rotation.
Who was it? Was it Mike that called in and said, hey, Jeremy, you were the one saying you didn't want him here. Shoot him off in the sun. And
Everybody said that.
I said, show me the one person that said keep him. Charlie Morton shouldn't even have said keep him the way he was pitching. And then now he's just, it's the exact opposite.
Let's back up. Charlie Morton actually hinted that maybe it was time to go. Remember that? He actually hinted. Let's go out to Mike in Federal Hill. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jeremy, look, I love you, but you are wrong. Last year's trade for Trevor Rogers, while it has worked now, it didn't work last year.
What does it have to do with anything that it didn't work last year? You had him for more years. You didn't trade for him for a singular stretch run there. He was hurt.
Let me ask you this, Mike. What do you mean it didn't? I want you to define what you mean. I agree with Jeremy, but I want you to define what you mean it didn't work.
Because you're trading at the end of the trade deadline in July to win the World Series that year. You're not trading for pieces that may help you down the road.
Oh, so they should have kept two guys that weren't going to play on the roster, and those two guys would have helped them.
But Mike, let me ask you this. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember what Mike Elias said? This was a trade for a guy that had more years on his contract. I thought the Zach Eflin trade was to help them try to win the World Series. I never thought, based on the conversation, that Trevor Rogers was that guy. The reason why I didn't like the trade, and I'll admit to it, was because I never felt it was a trade that was for right now, based on the conversation by your GM.
All right, I miss him saying that, but it just seems like he's working on these pieces that may help us down the road if he's right. But
and that's a different argument. But I don't, like I said before, just pay Jeremy. I mean, remember the whole dialogue was, you know, I mean, Trevor Rogers is a long term deal. He's what's going to help us down the road. I thought Zach Eflin was the guy that was supposed to go right in the rotation to help you then. I never thought Trevor Rogers was that guy.
It's so weird. Like, we traded Machado, whose contract was expiring, and we got less. And the Nats traded Juan Soto, who had a year and a half left on his deal, and they got lots. You know, they got way better prospects. It's funny to me, though, like, and with all due respect, Mike, I appreciate you calling in and having your opinion on this. Right. But, like, to sit here and say, well, he made a trade for the future. They all do that. Every team makes trades for the future. What do you think prospects are?
Let's keep it right here, Jeremy. 410-583-1057 if you want to weigh in on this Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this rainy or overcast Manic Monday. I don't know if it's raining right now, but looks like it could happen. Trevor Rogers, man, the turnaround that this guy's had has been tremendous for the Baltimore Orioles. And keep in mind, he is under team control for yet another year. He's eligible for arbitration again next year. He's a free agent in 2027. So let's say what you see right now is not a fluke. What can you get for, if you mess around and get Bradish back next year, Trevor Rogers is there, Dean Kramer for what he's doing right now. That's three solid pitches that you have in your rotation.
But let me throw another one at you. What would happen if they traded Trevor Rogers? What could you get for him right now after trading away two older prospects? By the way, I'm sitting here going, you know, I don't want to be that guy that jumps up on the soapbox. Man, screw those people. You guys sent me so much nasty hate mail about what a moron I was because they traded him and how much I love Trevor Rogers. When that wasn't even the case, I just understood why they gave up two minor leaguers to go get the guy. And then here we are sitting today where none of those people are going to call in. And it's the difference between what we have to do and everyone else. Where you
got to own up to it.
You got to show up when you're dead wrong. And I'm a guy that makes predictions all the time. So I'm going to be wrong quite a bit.
Because you're strong. You got it going on. Dead wrong.
You're dead wrong.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, not much, man.
What'd you do in Hotlanta?
You don't want to know.
Oh, really?
You don't want to know.
Man, I had a good time. I had a good time, man. You know, had somebody show me around, made sure I was protected down there, you know, in that red state, whatever, man. But
why did Rob whisper large marge in my ear? Were you hanging out with the heavier girls?
She wasn't that large. She was a Georgia, thick Georgia peach, man. You know? Hey, you know?
She was juicy. She was a
Georgia cantaloupe.
Hey, man. But no, man.
Did they grow watermelons in Georgia?
Yeah, she definitely has some melons on her, man.
I ain't mad at you. Everybody needs loving. I'm just... Rob, that's what Rob said in my ear, so I had to bring it on the air because that's what he would have done to me.
No, man. But listen, man. Y'all been down there yet, man? That's a nice state. Oh yeah, it's beautiful awesome. The way they did that, man.
I didn't go to an Orioles game down there. I think it was a Mets game. Yeah, it was a Mets game. I went to down there, but it's great. I think I got in finally in the fourth inning. It was just having too much fun outside.
Atlanta throws a couple of music festivals that are awesome, too. So I went down there a few times, and some of the best places to eat as well. I mean, you found out. Man, you went home with her. Anyway.
No, man. But shout out to my guys, man. Listen, man. My guys, man. They was out at the game, man. They big fans of the show, man. Jack and Jackson and all these guys, man.
I got to give you credit for this, Trippy. I'm a Trippy. Oh, Rashawn. Trippy's on hold. I got to give you credit for this, Rashawn. You didn't get into a fight down there.
Did you film somebody else?
No, man. It was peaceful down there, man. Wasn't no drama, man. You know, everybody thinks it's Atlanta. It's not Atlanta. It's actually Cobb County. And them cops don't play up there, man. They throwing your ass in jail. You act up out there, though.
Yeah, that's what the girl was telling you.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she was telling me that. Yeah, she definitely, you know, man. But, hey, man, listen. I'm glad Trevor Rogers, you know, turned it around and everything. Only thing I would have changed about that trade is I would have swapped Stiles for Kerstad, though. You know, that's it.
No, you
wouldn't. Not at the time.
No, you wouldn't.
Not at the time.
There ain't no way in the world you would have. I mean, you can say that now, but and you know what? Kerstad may be putting up them same numbers if he's down there in Florida.
By the way, I don't think they would do that deal today, even though Kierstad's not hitting and Stowers is hitting. I don't think they're doing that deal.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's up with y'all, man? damn, what I was about to say, see, Rob threw me off when he – oh. Hey, remember a couple weeks ago when I said I had a bet with the Braves?
Yes, I remember that.
Right? Hello,
I do.
Is now, man. We leading now, man. I love it.
And I got a bet with somebody that the Orioles won't win 76 games. If they do, I get some travel uniforms for my team.
Ooh. I made a bet that we have a better record than the Braves.
I remember.
The Braves started off 0-7, so right now, remember last week I said we got 12 games left. Dang, we only won what? Out of them six games, I think we won four.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it ain't bad. So, I mean, we play the Mets and the Marlins. You know, I want to go see my man, what's his name? Stowers.
Yeah, that's your man. What's his name?
But, hey, I got a joke, though. So, you said Rashawn was with a big girl down at
I didn't say that.
Right?
Jeremy said that.
I was told that Jeremy, from Rob, so I said it.
So, is that what BBW means? Big back women? hey, man, I'm just proud of the Orioles, man. For all y'all was talking about Mike Elias need to go, I bet y'all quiet now. That fact, where them callers at? Why y'all ain't calling in now?
Yeah.
All them haters. You know what I mean? But I'm just happy what they doing. Hey, I'm going to still get on Gunner ass, man, because he ain't doing nothing. I'm going to tell y'all, there's only one Gunner I'm rocking with right now. It ain't the player, it's the rapper. Hello? I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
But that's Gunna, right? And this is Gunner.
Don't let fact get in the way of his clever
hook. Okay.
Mike in White Plains. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Ain't nothing.
I got some real good news, man. Tomorrow I'll get my kidney transplant, man.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
We are happy for you, my friend. Be praying for you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, look, man, I was wrong about Trevor Rogers. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. I was one of the ones that called up and was bashing him about getting this guy, right? Now, and I'm not saying that he's a world beater and he's going to hold this up, right? But what I'm saying is, from what I've seen so far, man, the guy looks like a very solid pitcher, man.
Yes, he does.
Even if he's not a number one, number two, or number three, he can fit into that rotation somewhere, man, and be very solid for this team. Man,
he's,
you know,
like Dean Kramer. He's a guy that you need to have in your rotation. He might not be the front of it, but you got to have those guys in your rotation.
Yep, and that's all you could ask for. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Mike, good luck with everything, man.
Good luck, man. Praying for you, bro. 410-583-1057. You know, it's really, really cool how you take these journeys with people in their personal lives.
Like,
and I'm sure they feel the same way about us. You know what I mean? Like now, I'm literally going to be praying for this dude as he gets his kidney transplant tomorrow.
I've said this before. Like, there's this weird thing, you know, where we end up talking to some of the callers of our show more than you end up talking to some of your family members and even some of your friends. Like, I might talk to one of these cats 3 to 5 times a week and then, you know, see some of my best friends once a week or talk to them once every couple weeks. And you do, you kind of, it's not a friendship, but there's that kinship that you kind of get. And it's weird because, like, I've had a bunch of callers pass away and I've showed up at their funerals and people are like, what the hell are you doing here? I was like, man, this guy was a big part of my life.
Exactly.
And then Mike calling in. Mike's been calling me way back.
Mike from Glen Burnie. Yes. Remember?
Yes. You can go back to the old
station. Yeah. Mike from Glen Burnie. He showed up at a couple of events. And with me, like with Trippy and Rashawn, like these cats literally text me for serious advisement on things. You know what I mean? And I take it seriously because, you know, you start caring about these people.
Can I bring up what we were asked, like, about having, like, a guest host come in? Can I bring that up?
Yeah, you can.
Because, like, we were asked, it's like, do you want to, what if we did something, like, 1 week we have a guest host come in, we bring in one of the callers, and they sit in for an hour. And I'm not going to tell you who said no, because it was all of us. Because we know what happens after that.
Can't put the genie back in the bottle.
No, I love it. That would actually be really fun, but you're right. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. You can't do it.
So, two of us, I'm not going to tell you the other one was Joe, but two of us, keyword us, said it before Scott could finish the sentence.
Yeah, nope.
Nope.
And now they're all sitting back going, man, come on. You know how great? Yeah, it would be. It'd be fun.
Joe LaCroix on court 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Conn, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, I went 4-1 on Saturday and then 1-4 on Sunday. So it did nothing. I had some really tough losses over the weekend, some really big hits. We'll get into that. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up today. There's a few weather spots, a WNBA game I like, and a few player props I'm going to throw at you. One might be for Dick Fitz. How you like that? He's pitching for the Red Sox. That's coming up next. Yeah, sometimes.
Like funfetti. Tyler Fitzgerald to left field, and Tyler Fitzgerald off the glove and over the wall. What an effort from Tyler Soderstrom, and it ends up in the favor of the Giants with a homer, 6-1.
Well, no two ways about it. This is just brutal.
That's from NBC Sports California.
I'm not a fan of her voice.
Yeah. I had the over there, and it didn't quite reach that total as the A's really didn't help out all that much. But yeah, a swing and a miss for me. As I said, I went 1-4 yesterday. The only thing I got right was the Yankees over in my top five. I had the Blue Jays over, and no, they just can't hit with. I talked about how good they are at hitting with runners in scoring position. But, man, they've had two games in a row now where they've had runners on all the time and not be able to get them home. So that was a bad play. Philly, I like the over there. Reds didn't help out, and the Phillies' bats really didn't get it going.
Right.
What was the other one I had? Oh, and I had the Cubs under, which you look at that game, they shut out. They shut out their opponents, the Cardinals. Just Eric Fetty and the Cardinals gave up 11 runs, so that game went over the total. So not a great day for me by any stretch. Saturday was awesome. I went 4-1. And the way, talking about how great it was, the first game I had, I lost. I lost it right off the bat on Saturday. And I'm going, son of a bitch, man, this sucks. Like, you start off 0-1. And then I proceeded to hit everything the rest of the day. So kind of a little kiss your sister over 2 days when you look at the record. But
that's not bad. Your sister kisses pretty good.
She was in town. She went to the party with me. She asked me to, you'll love it. She asked me to be the officiant at her wedding, to which I went and said, well, you know, I'm going to have to go through some classes and stuff. No. She said, we'll already be married. You can do whatever you want. I said, well, you know, it's going to be more of a roast than it is going to be an officiant. And she goes, I hope so. So I'm going to piss a lot of people off and I'll get to writing on that. It's next year. But anyway, because that's the only person that I would ever expect maybe to ask me to officiate
really?
A wedding. Yeah.
Your sister?
My sister.
Okay.
A little bit different. She comes and hangs out with us every once in a while. But took her to a party this weekend. We had my stepmother's surprise 60th. We spent a lot of time together. Anyway, getting back to the plays at hand today, because I've been absolutely annihilating the WNBA, and I'm going to tell you my WNBA play. I like Dallas and Phoenix to under 165.5. I think I'm hitting the NBA at like a 68% clip. And you know, it's been really good. Baseball, I was hot and then started to come back to the pack a little bit, still with a decent winning percentage, but I want to build on that. Just a bit. So I'll throw out some player props. But again, WNBA, I like the under in the Phoenix game. I like the under in the other game, too. I just like this one more. And that's why I made it a play. MLB weather today. Loves the Tigers over, Reds over, Red Sox over, Royals over. The Red Sox, Royals, and Tigers, all great spots. The Reds spot is really good, but it doesn't look as good as the other ones. But I'm going to tell you that that's hogwash, that it is a great hitting spot with rain in the forecast and it being hot there. It's 90 degrees, and they're expecting a little bit of drizzle. For shizzle. And when that happens, the humidity picks up. And I've talked about the East Coast Stadium. Cincinnati's one of my favorite ballparks to bet when there's a little bit of rain in the air, and or in the area, I should say. And then it's also hot because those fly balls turn into home runs real quick. And I think we got a doozy of one today with the Reds and Marlins with Jansen Junk going. And everybody thought he was great until his last start. And I think he's going to get lit up again today. And Brady Singer, who's had a really good outing his last time out, he's due for some negative regression to get beat up. So I do like the over there. I think it's an interesting play. I think the over is interesting with the Tigers. And the Royals, Royals are playing the Pirates. And if you people haven't been paying, you people, if anyone hasn't been paying attention, the Pirates and Marlins just got off an enormous heater where I think one team won 9 in a row, the other one won 7 in a row. So the bats have been playing a lot better than that. Now the Pirates have talked about trading Brian Reynolds.
I saw that. It's crazy.
I love him.
Crazy, man.
I don't know that the Orioles are interested in trading for an outfielder with what I believe. Does he have an expiring contract? I haven't seen how many years are left, but he's the type of player you want hitting in the middle of your lineup. Just a solid, solid guy. And you know what you get from him each time out. But again, that KC over looks good. I think Philly and San Francisco, a lot of people are going to go to that game and bet the over because the wind's blowing out. But if you've ever listened to me talk about Oracle Park, that's the Giants stadium. It's the least affected stadium by wind being right there on the water. So 20-mile-an-hour winds out at Giant Stadium are more like 10-mile-an-hour winds out anywhere else. And conversely, when you get to Wrigley Field, 10-miles-an-hour winds out there almost feel like 20-mile-an-hour winds anywhere else. So we always look for those games. But for the rest of the slate here, Texas and L.A., it's one of the better pitching matchups tonight. Jacob DeGrom and Yusei Kikuchi. So liking that spot there for an under. And I think the Dodgers and Milwaukee game is interesting to go under as well as we get Yamamoto taking on Freddie Peralta, one of the better pitching matchups of the day. Here's a couple prop bets that I thought really stood out. I don't mind doing this. These are all the hitters that my algorithm had getting over two total bases. Hold up. Right, take a drink. Romy Gonzalez, of the Red Sox. That's right. He has the highest odds to go over two bases for the Red Sox today. Yandy Diaz, George Springer, Ellie De La Cruz, Bobby Witt, but you're going to pay a heavy price tag of minus 170. That means he's in a really good spot, and if they end up walking him a bunch of times, you get screwed over. Jesus Sanchez, who I love today, I'm betting him, and I do like Romy Gonzalez because that was one that never really shows up, and now you're seeing it at the top of the algorithm. It's like, whoa, drink. Jansen Junk, I talked about him. I like him to go under K's. And good old Dick Fitz. Dick Fitz is pitching in Boston today. The wind's blowing out at about 10 miles an hour. And they're going up against the Rockies, who strike out more than every team in baseball, not named the Angels. I like Dick Fitz to go over the 4.5 Ks.
You do.
Yeah. So there you go. And just to recap real quick, again, the weather spots look good. Tigers over, Red Sox over. It does look good. I'm not betting the Red Sox over because everyone's on it. Royals over and that Reds over spot. And again, I like the Dallas-Phoenix game to go under in the WNBA.
You know what I'm not happy about today?
What?
That there are no afternoon games. I love afternoon games.
Especially on Mondays, man. It gives you something to look forward to.
And none. Absolutely none. And it kind of ticks me off a little bit, man. But I'll get over it, I guess. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, what was the best sporting event for you over the weekend?
I mean, the hot dog contest was fun, right? I think the best thing I watched. Did you watch that? People were asking me, are you going to bet on it?
It's just funny that, you picked the hot dog.
It only comes around once a year and watching Joey Chestnut throw
Did Mark Sanchez really participate in the hot dog eating contest?
Was he in it?
He had talked trash. I don't know if he was actually in it.
From eating a glizzy on the bench?
Yeah, it's a glizzy. That's what he's known for.
No,
the butt fumble, those two things.
The best sporting event this weekend, nobody wants to talk about the WNBA, do they? I would probably look at some of the baseball games we had because we had some definite fireworks in Wrigley on Saturday, I believe. It was Friday or Saturday. Everything runs together, Friday or Saturday. And then some high-scoring games where we saw a bunch of home runs. I think when you're looking back at it, though, looking at some of the injuries that happened, I think we were working together when you told me about Max Muncy's injury.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect the Dodgers, who have had a ton of injuries? But yeah, there were a lot of baseball games this weekend that I watched that I enjoyed, but I don't know that anything really jumped out. But that being said, you know, if you're looking for something on a holiday weekend to do, you guys can flip on the WNBA, check it out. Maybe you'll become a fan. Maybe you won't. I like betting on it.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. You know what's funny? We say the words so much. When people were commenting on me, on my post, they were using the word whites.
Whites only potato salad.
I'm like, you know, I got exposure to Masson now. I'm one of these Masson people who don't know I do radio. Don't read this and think, who is this dude?
Yeah. Well, like, I think something should be listed. Like, when you go to, like, a potluck, you should be able to tell who brought what.
Whites.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it should be white or blacklisted. I'm saying it should be the singular person. Like, if Betty brought this, I want to know what Betty did, because she's got 9 cats and they piss all over her house. So I don't want to eat Betty's food. You know what I mean?
Let's tell the truth now. If you went to a Christmas party and the old black lady from your office...
I'm eating
cook
it.
The macaroni
I'm eating
egg.
It. I'm eating it.
All right. All right.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
So it is important.
Yeah, it is important.
It is important because that lady won't let you cough in her kitchen. Matter of fact, let's back up for a second. That lady won't let you in her kitchen.
If you put your arms above your head and the bottom of your arm shakes a lot,
that's good food.
I want to eat at your
that's
place.
That's good food.
You know it
that's
is.
Good food.
Damn, this is tasty.
It's bad when you hear it again, yeah. And you laugh harder than you did the first time. if your arm weighs back at you,
yes, then I want to eat at your place. I ain't never met a bad cook who had arms that did that. And I know as you get older with men, it's what, the stomach, you can't get it to go down, and for women, they worry about their hips, thighs, and that underarm right there that jiggles.
If I'm 60 years old and the worst thing in my life is I can't get it to go down, then I'm still having a good life. There's no doubt about that. I'm sorry. I forgot Bruce Cunningham was over there.
Oh, there he is. Ooh, buddy.
You know, if that's the worst thing that I have going on in my life, I'm still...
Seems young to me.
Okay. He said 60 seems young to him. Well, Bruce, at 54, it doesn't seem old to me. So I'm right there at that age where I'm looking at it. Okay. 67. You're 67? Damn, man. That must be from being down there in Virginia Beach. All the black folks. You got a little don't crack in your skin.
Well, lucky for you.
I told you. Don't crack in his skin, man.
I told my wife, yesterday was her 40th. We had the surprise party last week, and I said, she's aging like fine wine, and I'm aging like milk that's been left out. Yeah,
expiration date.
It's chunky now. Here, taste this. See if it's bad.
Better become. I bet you like oat milk now, don't you? Lasts a little longer. I bet you wish you was some oat milk. Oof. She's 40 now, huh?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Katie.
She can't hear anyone. She's sleeping.
That's all right. You can tell I said it. Now, time for you to find out what we learned today. I learned that many of you don't really know me. I was tagged on a post that was besmirching the name of Angel Reese. You don't know me. I'm from the girls' basketball community, known as Young Lady since she was in middle school. Her first high school basketball game was against my school at Mount Carmel. Don't include me in that nonsense. Jeremy, you and Ed often go to City Limits.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you right now I don't like City Limits?
I'd say you're a fool. You've never been there.
Exactly. So I can't tell you how good or bad it is, right?
Well, even if you said you didn't like City Limits, I'd still say you're a fool. You should go there.
Exactly. But you are criticizing a young lady that you probably never watched before.
Not once.
You don't understand the game of basketball. She is averaging 12.8 rebounds a game. And for those of you who say, yeah, because she gets all her own rebounds. Guess what? She's only averaging 4.5 offensive rebounds a game. So that means she's still averaging about 8 defensive rebounds a game. Shut up.
She calls them me-bounds.
Shut up. You have no clue. This young lady won 4 high school championships, McDonald's All-American, a national championship at LSU, and now she's in the WNBA. Some of you hypocrites talk about how much we should support Baltimore, but yet you whipped this girl's ass verbally for what reason? Because she didn't go to NDP, or she didn't go to Mercy, or she's not from your community, or she's not playing soccer or lacrosse? You call her a racist. Many of you never saw Caitlin Clark play, and the only reason why you like her because she's white. So you're the same racist that Angel is. I don't choose sides. I love Caitlin Clark. She brought more attention to the WNBA than anybody can. Thank God for Caitlin Clark. But to sit here and choose sides over what? You don't even watch the game. If I criticize Caitlin Clark, you call me racist. And I'll tell you right now, this kid can't defend a broom. But she's the best ambassador to the game that we've seen in the history of that game. So I love her for that.
Mm-hmm.
But just sitting here criticizing a young lady who's done nothing but excelled at every level that she's played. Nothing. 4 high school championships in the IAAMA conference. A national championship when she was the best player on the team. And now she leads the league in rebounds, and you find nothing but reasons to beat her up and criticize her? And she's from Baltimore. She wears Baltimore on her sleeve like a badge of honor. And has done nothing to negatively represent this city.
Yep.
But you don't like a personality. You don't like this. You look for reasons not to like her when you don't even know her. So it goes back to what my dad told me when I got criticized as a high school quarterback and I couldn't understand why. He said, they hate you because they ain't you. And that's your problem right now. Get over yourselves. By the way, one birthday that I care about today, Charlie Weller, one of our do everything people in this building. Happy birthday, brother. You are the man. Thank you.
I'll say Charlie's older. Am I right? Oh, I'm supposed to do that at the end. All right, let me start off with this. I asked my doctor why my eyes always burn during sex, and he said it's probably the pepper spray. It's probably the pepper spray.
Well, where's the rim shot?
Oh, he missed it.
There you go.
You don't even know if it was good. It was really good. No. I thought about going on an all almond diet, but that's just nuts. I surprised my wife this morning by covering myself with baby oil and glitter. Now who never glistens?
It's listens, not glistens.
Oh, my bad.
It's not. But,
yeah. I still did it anyway. Hey! I made a pair of pants out of spiderweb silk. They're great. But the fly keeps getting stuck. How'd you like that one? My wife asked me to fix the toilet, and I failed twice. But hey, turd time's the charm. And why are there no knock-knock jokes about America? Because freedom rings, baby. Freedom rings. Stupid.
Oh, my God.
Cop saw a woman knitting while driving. He pulls alongside her and says, pull over. She says, no, it sucks.
When she's driving with her knees.
That's a good dumb and dumber one. My friend won't shut up about how he launched a successful hand sanitizer brand. He just keeps rubbing it in. One more. That one's bad. What's the difference between a politician and a flying pig? The letter F? I'm trying to figure that one out. All right, let me give you a better one. My girlfriend used to punch me in the face when she had an orgasm. I didn't mind it until I found out she was faking them.
Vinny and Haney up next. The legendary Bruce Cunningham sitting there for Bob Haney. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful.
It would be a lying pig. You take the F away. Flying. Anyway.